We can't hear anybody anymore.
Hello? Kevin?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear us?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, I think we just had all the mics on mute there for a second.
Okay, come to order. We've got to run through roll call because we have new people. Can we introduce the new people online first?
Yeah, let's go through that. So we've got Greg Smith.
Hello.
Jackie Lane.
Hello.
Hello.
Jeff Stewart.
There.
Who's Jeff Stewart with?
Jeff, can you? Are you an interested community member?
No, I'm with the FRA.
Sorry, that came in a little bit broken. Can you repeat?
FRA.
Oh, you're with the FRA.
I'm with the
okay.
FRA.
Welcome, Jeff. Jim Malinowski.
Malinowski, yes, I'm here.
All right. Kimberly O'Hara.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello, I'm here.
Mark Hersegg.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Rocky Houston.
Rocky Houston here. Thank you.
Houston here. Thank you.
And Zach Keith.
Hello, Zach here.
Hello, Zach here.
And that's all of our attendees online.
Okay, just to remind everyone that Zach Keith and what's his name? First name?
Greg Smith.
Greg Smith. I know his name was Smith. I couldn't remember. There's too many Smiths. Greg Smith are online. Those are our two new members. So let's go around the board. I'm Daniel Weaver, the chair. Go ahead.
Kevin Tyler, Clark County Public Works. And just a reminder for everybody here, make sure you use the microphone and that it's lit up in green when you're speaking.
We need to turn that off.
Jenny O'Callaghan, Parks and Lands.
Jim Pearson, Railroad Advisory Board.
Nathan Bruce, Portland Vancouver Junction Railroad.
Eric Fuller, Railroad Advisory Board.
Neil Chambers, Railroad Advisory Board.
John Hansen, Railroad Advisory Board.
Mark Daniels, Railroad Advisory Board.
Lloyd Lycan, RAB.
John Schaefer, Railroad Advisory Board.
Randy Williams, Chalachie Prairie Railroad.
Yeah, John Cotton, landowner. Thank you all, and welcome to all of our visitors. Okay, has everyone read the minutes? Do I hear a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
It's been moved and seconded. We accept the minutes as distributed. Any questions, comments, corrections? Any opposition to accepting the minutes as distributed? Then we'll assume they're accepted as distributed. I don't have any particular comments right now, so we'll go ahead and start with PVJR activities, which I understand are at record levels now.
Record levels. The state of the railroad, the state of your railroad is good. March ended the first quarter. We're on record pace. So business is good. The track is probably in the best condition it's been in 40 years, I don't know, but it's in good condition. We just did, I don't want to steal Kevin's thunder, but we just had the final walkthrough for the first bit of the rehabilitation project and a couple of really minor items left, but everything else looks great. We ran it from one end to the other. It's brand new to us, so looks like the drainage issues and stuff that we fought for years have been somewhat mitigated with some of the new road bed. As far as all the rain and stuff we're having, it seems drainage seems to be holding up. I haven't seen any area or specific erosion of concern. A couple of trees have been undermined in the last couple of months with the deluge we've been having, but we take care of those as they come along. I know Eric's still fighting to get another grant. Last time he and I spoke, it was whittled down to about $1 million. It was 1.75 to begin with, so he's hopeful we'll get another million tossed into the pile for more rehabilitation, so that's good news. I know the tax credit bill passed the floor of the House. I hadn't heard. I think they went back to committee with it and had a couple of issues they were going to address and then bring it back for another vote. But in speaking with Eric, it's minor detail stuff that's not going to affect the overall build of the bill. So that's so pretty much all I've got. We're in good shape, ready for some sunshine.
Good. Thank you. Anything new with BYCX?
No, we're doing our downtime maintenance. We're supposedly going to start Mother's Day weekend, subject to equipment availability. We've got the last of our parts, I believe, for putting our steam engine back out of the fire pad was being fabricated, and I believe that's done now. There are some trees that are down, we've observed, so we're going to have to go out and do a little housekeeping. We did some last month. We'll go out again, get some more, take the high rail backhoe down the tracks, and it's a lot easier to clear them out with that. We did have an accident at around milepost 18.7, which is the Heisen store. Apparently somebody was turning into the Heisen store and somebody tried to pass them. And in the process, they went airborne and tore up quite a bit of track. I went out and looked at it the other day, about 40 feet of track torn up. Eric suggested leaving it alone and just catching it when you go through and do the upgrade. There's quite a few ties torn up, about 20 ties, but the damage goes into the street, so that's where the next joiner is. So pretty much it'll be a time for an upgrade in ties when you open it up in there. Other than that, we have one private crossing that the landowner is going to take care of with our assistance around 24.6. It's a private crossing. Two families use it, and then we use it to get into our station. The guy has access to a lumber mill, so he'll mill the timbers and put them in. He said he would do that like a donation, so that's good. Other than that, I don't have anything else. Does anybody have any questions for BYCX?
You don't travel the track at Heisen Store, do you?
No, we don't go. We can't go past Bridge 20.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, I go down there. Yeah, I take my speeder down there. We've got some trees down around 19 that were too big for me to handle, but we don't go down there. It's just the tracks are torn up. Once commercial service tries to get established, that will obviously have to be repaired. I did look at that. I don't know, Nate, did you go up and look at it at all?
Yeah.
Did you see the rail broke?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
I've never seen a rail break.
Nor have I. I mean, just the amount of force it took to get what we've got there is pretty...
Well, either that or it was already broken, and they just hit it lucky, because I looked at it, had quite a bit of rust in it, so... we don't run in that section, but
is that one of those paper thin rails that we have?
Pounds
or whatever they are.
It's a Disneyland track we've got. Yeah.
But anyway, that's where we're at right now. Again, like I said, we hope to open up Mother's Day with diesel and steam up sometime this summer.
The derail is below that, isn't it?
The derail is closer to Battleground. It's on the other side of the intersection. This was on, I guess what you call that, the, it's the railroad east side of the intersection. It's on the Heist and Store side. The derail is on the opposite side of the street.
Right.
Little hidden in the trees there. It's hard to find, but there, you know, that's where it's located. Thank you.
Okay. Kevin?
Yeah, great. So I just wanted to give you an update on a few things. Nate mentioned the rehab project, so that's basically done. We'll be closing out that contract within the next couple of weeks would be my guess. We've got the grant GCB 3592. We did an amendment to that grant that was signed by the county manager recently. That grant amendment was to clarify the scope of work and extend it until June of 25. So we've got until June of 25 to finish the project. We're under contract now with OTAC, who will be helping us get the bridge repair project out to bid. So that's going to kick off. I think the kickoff meeting for that project is Wednesday of this week, so tomorrow, I believe. And then we're also working on getting another request for proposals out the door. I believe that the target date for that is in May, and I don't remember the date off the top of my head. But so that'll be to get a consultant on board to help us put the roadbed rehab work out to bid as well. So, and we'll package the money from GCB 3592 with the money for GCB 1249. That's the additional $500,000. So the bidding for all of it will go all at once. So that'll be everything we can do north of Battleground as far as the money will take us. And we continue to work on the donated rail ties and how that's going to fit into the project in terms of like an owner provided supply. So that all things are coming along really nicely with those projects right now. Signal repairs, we have the St. John's and 119th Street signals back in service. Repairs are done on those. And we are waiting for 72nd Avenue. It's my understanding that the mast is out about 6-7 months. So we'll get it done this summer, I guess. That's when that mast will be available, and Summit Signal will return to the county and finish that project. So, other than that, we're working on updating the railroad bridge management plan. So we have KPFF under contract for that. So that consulting firm will help us go through all of the bridges and do the annual inspections as required by the FRA, and then update our bridge management plan. There's a few things that we needed to bring it up to standards for the FRA. And at the same time, we're going to do some safe load ratings of the bridges so we know what the capacity is of all these structures. And I think that's it, other than I was going to mention to Zach and Greg that I'll be reaching out to you this week or next week about the annual, what we do with the Open Public Meetings Act training for all of our new folks. So we'll send you a link for you to go and watch some videos and get up to speed on the rules of Open Public Meeting Act, and then we'll have you sign a certificate of training. So look for that here in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Can you hit your mic?
On 3592.
Yeah.
On this this first section that you're going to have a meeting with on Wednesday, is that just for the bridge improvements south of Battleground?
That's just for the bridge repairs. It's all of the priority 1, 2, and 3 bridge repairs that were identified in the last inspection. So that was done in December of 2020.
Yeah.
And so it's bridges 6, 12, 18, 20, 23, and 25 to repair all of those higher level defects.
And that's the, once those are complete, then PBJR assumes responsibility for the bridges?
they would take responsibility of the bridges, bridge management south of Hyacinth, on the south line. The county would still have the responsibility of the north line, until PVGR takes on responsibility for that.
You know, I recall back when a bridge burnt down two years ago, that the county had the insurance to cover that. Is the county still going to have the insurance, or is PVGR going to have to carry the insurance for fire on the bridges?
So PVGR is required to have insurance.
But property insurance, I know they have to have liability.
I'll have to look
insurance.
Into that. I don't have the answer for you right now, but I can look into it. But yeah, the operator does carry its own insurance, liability insurance, and other forms. It's not my strong point, but
yeah,
I can look into that and get you an answer.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he had fire insurance in sufficient amount to cover a bridge.
Yeah.
So that might be something you want to look into.
Yeah.
I know we just spoke about this a minute ago, you and I. There's no movement on the FRDU other than the planning department has sent over the status of where they were at the end of those hearings that were held and the discussion by that committee.
That's my understanding, that the planning department has sent over the requested information that council asked for following the work session. And I can provide that to you, and to you and John, to distill to the rest of the board.
I think we got it, don't we?
I think I did, but I'll double check.
No, I got it. It was a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah, it's a lot to digest. A lot of information there. And I haven't heard of any other progress beyond that.
Okay, bylaws and the code. The code has been turned over to Kevin to get run through the process of getting approved. Is there any update on that at this point?
Yeah, the code has been reviewed by our attorney, and we did confirm that it will require an ordinance to be, because it's an update to the county code, so it has to be passed by ordinance, which goes to council in the form of a public hearing. So all of the requirements that go along with that, putting out public notice in advance and then having the hearing with council. So I think the next step would be, I'll have a couple of items. And there was just one, I think it was one question that the attorney asked, and I think I can paraphrase it relatively well, that the idea of keeping seats open for a period of time and maybe specifying how long of a period of time we're going to do that, so that it's clear it's not just going to stay open forever. Okay. You know, so we put a time limit on it. That was kind of the one main feedback item we got back. And so then we'll be, I think we can ready to move it forward with that minor change. I can bring that to you guys at the next meeting with a suggestion, and we could go from there.
Okay. And I have gone through the bylaws finally and looked at it. I have some concerns about it, and I'm going to get together with John and hopefully Kent, and we'll come back with our recommended changes on those, and then hopefully get together with you, Kevin, and get those moving down the path. So there is some movement on them. That's about all I have. Like I said, the FRDU has not moved since the last time I reported. The council requested the information, because just to bring you back up to date, is that the council requested that they get an update, because when they finished the FRDU, the planning group came up with answer to all of the FRDU work that had been done and a draft of their report, and that was, the council asked for that draft report, and the other thing they asked for was a legal opinion on the being able to provide sewer in that area, and we haven't seen anything from the county legal counsel. We did see
I have not seen anything.
Attorney did come up with a conclusion on that and clearly said it was permissible, so we're waiting for the report from the county legal counsel to answer that. I don't know. I would have hoped it had been done by now, but
it was Clark County, man.
this is the county legal counsel now, not an outside legal firm. And the report from Eric's counsel was like, I don't know, 30 some pages or something like that.
I think we made our case pretty well.
Yeah. He was pretty adamant. I think the differentiation is, and I'm not sure if I'm reading it right, but the differentiation is that the sewer is not allowed in rural areas, but is allowed in resource areas. And the areas that we're in talking about are resource areas, which would be ag, forestry, and open space issues. And so the attorney clearly came up with the fact that the language in the bill clearly differentiates between the two things, whether it's resource land or rural land. So that's the seems to me like the sticking point in there. So I don't know legally how that shakes out, but that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. When you start making the case that farmland isn't rural land, you're on a slippery slope.
But there's the designation for the two. I mean, there clearly is a designation.
Well, here's the problem. The county made a legal determination way back when that you could not extend sewer for freight rail dependent uses. And the attorney that made that legal determination is the same one that they are now asking to make a legal determination of whether it's permitted. So just like when the county commissioner here was the other day saying, you know, don't tie your horse to this legal opinion that Eric got because the county may be completely different.
Well, how she characterized it was wait for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, right. so we could be sitting there with two diverse legal opinions, and we're right back where we started again.
So you ask a third attorney, you'll get a third attorney.
They need to ask the judge.
Yeah. At one point, Eric had a case to have that determination made. Is that still open case? You know,
No, we've stopped.
Any
yeah.
Okay.
So we, Eric retained the lawyer. We got his opinion. It looks like it's pretty hardy with some substantiated cases in the past, and we'll see how it goes. You know, hopefully, the attorney now that's looking over it again takes that into consideration. That's all we can ask.
Yeah. And then the county has said in their meeting that they're in favor now of going all the way back to square one to in determination of what are the permitted uses for freight rail dependent uses, which I'm totally against, because if you spend all this time in the meeting, all it was going through light manufacturing uses. Is this freight rail dependent? And we talked about that, and we moved on. You know, the ones that are pretty obviously that they are. The ones that aren't, and all it's going to be is another 6 months of the same conversations all over again. I mean, this will be the third time. They went through it once when they came up with the railroad industrial zoning. We went through it again with the first go-through with the freight rail defending use, and now they want to go through it again. And...
Well, actually, it's one more than that, because when we developed the freight or the railroad overlay way back before that, when Fred was here, and I think one of the Eric Fuller groups employees was involved in that process, that we set the parameters on what could be allowed in the freight rail overlay. So it's actually been gone through four times. We'll be gone for it.
And you're going to have the same group sitting on the outside throwing rocks, and the same group that's going to file a lawsuit against whatever they decide is going to end up in court. You could end up with a postage stamp on a farm with 5 acres being permitted, and somebody's going to file a lawsuit on it. So, you know, they just need to get it done. They need to make a decision. You know, if you get a decision and they say you can't do, you can't permit sewer, then you got something you can take to court and the judge can make a decision. And of course, the court they take it to is the Growth Management Board. And Growth Management Board is not business's friends. But that can be appealed after they make their decision. So, but you're talking, you know, we're talking years here. You know, we're talking, you know, this whole deal, the mess that they made with the bringing those pits into the mining overlay, that just added another year or two to the process. So all these things take time. And please a few people and say, hey, we're going to go back to square one. You know, you're costing people time, you're losing jobs, and you're losing a tax base, and it's just like none of this stuff counts. It's just like, oh, whatever makes everybody feel good.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I know that there are some members of the council board that definitely want to get this moving going forward, so we'll see how hard they push on. I mean, if we get to a certain point, at least it can get into courts and work its way through the courts.
That's where it's going to go.
Okay, I don't have any other new business right now.
I have one question.
Yeah.
On the bridge repairs, it sounds like they're going to get it out to bid this summer, probably.
I'll have to look at the schedule that we are pushing for, but I believe it's supposed to be bid in the fall.
So it'll be a 2024 project?
I think so. I'm going to have to look at that, and I'll get back to you at the next meeting. That schedule was based on getting under contract a month ago, so we're a month behind on getting under contract. So.
And so far, no work's been done on the north end at all.
Correct.
Okay, and the first work that will be done on the north end is from this grant for
the bridges.
Whichever
project gets out to bid first, the bridges or the rehab work, that'll be the first.
Okay, I have any input from the public? Anything else you want to add to it? Anybody online from the public?
Anybody online want to speak? I don't see anybody coming off mute or raising their hand. Nothing in the chat. So,
okay, I'll ask, go around one more time about anything for the good of the order, whether it's pertinent or not.
Does anybody go north of Woodland tonight? Because freeway's closed.
What's going on?
Mudslide at, I think it was milepost 22, they said, and it's closed to freeway northbound, completely closed it. Huh? Well, I live in the center, I can get
back up.
Oh yeah, it's if anybody's going north, so
anything that happens on the freeway, it backs up very quickly.
Any more drinks?
I got just the guy to talk to.
Yeah, I know a guy.
I'll give you your home phone number.
All right, anything else from anybody? Anything else back here? Comments or questions or anything? Anybody online again?
Well, thanks.
Do I?
All right.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
Always move to adjourn. Right.
I'll second.
Anybody opposed? Sorry we don't have too much to report, but it's.
All right.
Yeah.